Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is happening now in Houston. The Army Corps of Engineers releasing water from two Houston flood control dams. Thousands of homes are likely to be impacted from this. Let's go live there and check in with correspondent Jim Ryan. Jim, what's the impact from this Army Corps decision going to have?
It's going to make this bad situation worse, but they really have no choice. These two major reservoirs around the Houston area are backed up now. They're starting to flood. The dams are still solid, but there is a risk that there could be a dam failure at some point. Water is going around the dams, and that's causing problems too. So the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will release water there by opening floodgates gradually over the next several hours, and certainly that's going to cause more problems because those bayous, the water flows out into these bayous that are all over Houston. There's no other place for the water to go. This is very flat territory. It then floods off into neighborhoods, and this is a desperate situation for thousands of people now.
I mean, how much can actually be done right now? We just spelled out to one of the measures they're taking that they have to, but as far as these waters receding from homes, streets, highways, is it just a waiting game?
Yeah, there's just not much else that can be done. You know, water can be pumped out, of course, in individual homes and businesses. That's what they're doing. But it's just throwing water out into a street or into a drain or into a bayou that will only rise up and flood again. So you're right. It's just a matter of time. And time is not a friend to Houston right now. That over the next few days, there is a forecast for more rain. This tropical storm, which is just sitting there, that one model shows it backing out down here toward Corpus Christi, coming back into the Gulf, turning north, and going back into Houston. So they could be weeks and weeks before this is over. They're comparing it to Tropical Storm Allison, which did about $9 billion damage to Houston in 2001.
Yeah, it's just incredible. The images just... they're haunting, including one from a nursing home. Are you familiar with this? The nursing home where you see all these women look like in wheelchairs with water to their waists. Have you seen that one, Jim?
Well, they're sitting there. They're chest deep in flood. I have, yes. The water's about chest deep for those women. That was one of the many nursing homes, hospitals that have been evacuated. Miraculously, almost only, you know, you say only three, but only three people have died in all of this. One at the moment of impact here along the coast north of Corpus Christi at Rockport, and then two people in the Houston area.
Now, the I guess initial reaction when we first heard about Harvey making landfall, we were expecting a lot of this rain last Friday, but residents now, are they saying maybe more should have been done, whether it's evacuations, something else to prepare?
Well, yeah, some people, especially around Houston and even down here toward the point of impact, toward the landfall point, are saying that evacuations perhaps should have been instituted more quickly. This storm last week just blew up out of nowhere. It came across the Yucatan Peninsula, went back out into the Gulf, was gathering strength. And early on, forecasters weren't sure whether it would maintain tropical storm strength or build up into a hurricane. It then, within a day's time, went through categories 1 through 4 before making landfall at Rockport, Texas. So it did move fairly quickly, and evacuation orders were put into place. It's up to the individual people, though, the homeowners, the residents, people who live here to pack up and get out. It's up to them.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, that's Jim Ryan reporting live from Houston.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.